This is an MUT Radio podcast. MUT Radio News.
Making headlines this hour. Abafundi base MUT bazophonsa amavoti okukhetha umkhandlu wabafundi SRC kusasa eSeme Hall. And the KZN Education Department welcomes the move to install prepaid meters at schools. It's 2 minutes after 1 p.m. Good afternoon. Kusasa abafundi base MUT bazobe bephonsa amavoti abo ukukhetha umkhandlu wabafundi SRC. Lolu khetho lubalulekile ngoba lizonquma ukuthi obani abazozimela njengoba abaholi abafundi belola amalungelo abo nokuhlinzeka ngezwi elizwakalayo ezindabeni ezithinta abafundi. Abafundi bayakhuthazwa ukuba baphume ngobuningi babo beyovota ngoba ngamunye wabo unomthelela ekusungulweni kwekusasa elingcono labafundi eMUT. Izigaba zokuvota zizovuleka ekuseni ngo-8 futhi kuzoze kube u-5 ntambama eSeme Hall.
Izikhulu zesikhungo semfundo ephakeme eMUT zithi kubalulekile ukuthi abafundi baphumelele ngobuningi babo beyobhalisela ukuvota ukuze kuqiniseke ukuthi bonke abafundi abanegunya lokuvota bazokwazi ukwenza lokhu ngaphandle kokungabaza nokuthi bazokwazi ukukhetha abaholi abazobamela ngokuzimisela. Bonke abafundi bayakhuthazwa ukuthi bathathe leli thuba elibalulekile ukuze bagqugquzele amalungelo abo njengabafundi. Izindaba zase-MUT Radio, ngingumagugu Xaba.
In other news, the Department of Education in KwaZulu-Natal says it welcomes the initiative by Thekwini Municipality to roll out prepaid meters at schools. Several schools in the province have recently had their water and lights cut due to unpaid bills. Around 1,000 schools in Thekwini are supplied by the municipality, and the city says nearly 60 have applied for prepaid meters. KZN Education spokesperson Muzi Matlambi explains.
I think it will assist us in resolving a lot of issues. And other programs, we will always be able to consume what we have paid for. But it does not obviously eliminate the issue of illegal connection.
And the South African Democratic Teachers Union and KZN spokesperson Nomarashia Taluza believes the move is long overdue.
Also, we have been complaining about the rates that schools are charged on as if they are running business. So this one of the prepaid is a lasting solution for schools.
And finally, Home Affairs Minister Leon Schreiber says his department does not intend to rubber stamp the final version of the white paper on citizenship, immigration and refugee protection. The aim of the white paper is to repeal the Refugees Act and overhaul the immigration system. Clamping down on immigration transgressors is at the core of the legislative process. Schreiber told Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs yesterday that the white paper would be tailored to align with the objectives of the Government of National Unity.
Making sure that the legal changes actually aligned with what the President and the administration have put on the table. I think one thing that's very important, Chair, to caution against is we should not have a misalignment between what the Presidency and this department is doing in terms of modernizing Home Affairs and reframing our systems.
In your financial markets this afternoon, a short while ago, gold was selling at $2,569.45 per ounce. A barrel of Brent crude oil cost $73.69. $1 cost is R17.59. Euros are trading at R19.66. And one Bitcoin cost $60,167.01. A recap of your top story this hour. Kusasa abafundi base MUT bazobe bephonsa amavoti abo ukukhetha umkhandlu wabafundi iSRC. I'll be coming through with more news at the top of the hour. For MUT News, I'm Slindile Ngobese.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.